producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part by our friends at High Plains Apache. That's right, those Apache sprayers, they do the trick. 2016s are in right now, so you can come and see the shiny new ones. Very nice. And the 2015s that remain have some deep discounts on them. They have low interest financing. And if you need a spray tip or a pump or a hose or a fitting or a valve, chances are they've got it at High Plains Apache, along with the application training and, of course, all of the product knowledge you need on Apache. The experts have them. They have accommodated renovated their stores to accommodate these new ETH centers, and you'll see expanded services and yet the same great staff, same locations. Precision agriculture training areas. Find out more at highplainsapache.com. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. All right, let's crank up another hour. What's on your mind? We have Mike Lindell at the bottom of the hour. Why do I laugh when I say Mike Lindell? I don't mean to, but, you know, you see the MyPillow guy, like, hugging his pillow on TV, and we knew him before he was, a household name. So it's kind of cool. And now you can't turn on a television show and not hear about MyPillow. Somebody the other night said, "Hey, is this the same MyPillow that's on QVC that you guys talk about?" I said, "Yep." "All right, we want to buy one, but we want to make sure that, we get the same one you and Todd do." I said, "Well, it'd be the same one, but if you want to give the show credit, then you do MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Or call the special number they've set up for us." So, anyway, if you have, and this is serious, if you have any kind of ailment that's bugging you, and you want to know, "Hey, can I be helped?" call Mike. Okay? Last time we were on, talked a lot about snoring and what it is in his pillow. Yeah. And I'll probably bring up snoring again to start with, but because I do snore. I did snore something terrible until I had my pillow. And, sometimes that can disrupt your significant other, your lovely bride in my case. And, so she's thrilled with my pillow. But whatever the ailment is, if you have a particular ailment you think it could help, give Mike a call. In the meantime, though, we have lots of time to chat here this hour, and I do want to find out what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. What else have we got going here? We got a couple of calls that came in during the break. We can get to those. We have a couple of people, I believe we promised that we were going to cover topics that they suggested, right? And, Todd, you have the most recent one, so just roll that clip, and we'll cover what the caller asked.
Are we talking about the one from last hour?
Yeah.
No, regarding the Boehner comment, I was just wondering, it all sounds well and good making an appeal to the founders and whatnot, but he's kind of asking us to ignore the last 7 years where, the Democrats have kind of just named it and claimed it, and I understand they had the table set pretty well for them, but my question is this, the liberals in this country, not only do they not honor the Constitution, but I think they just hate it because it gives so much power to the individual and puts constraints on government. So my question is, what are the conservatives supposed to do when the liberal, it's, we got to,
yeah, so I think what you're trying to steal. Yeah, I think your scenario there, Matt, is why doesn't Mitch McConnell do what Harry Reid did?
Well, that sounds kind of bad, though, because we'd like to think that we're above that. But my question is, how do you engage an opponent when they hate the very document that you're trying to respect and promote?
I'm not equipped to answer that question, by the way, but it is a great question. Especially what he's saying is, when the other side doesn't play fair, what should your response be? And I think a growing number of conservatives have said, "John Boehner, you're not fighting enough. Go fight dirty like they do." So I'd like the listeners to answer his question. What do you think they should do?
Harry Reid didn't care about Senate rules and norms and anything else and what the Founding Fathers intended. Didn't care. What do you want him to do? Disregard things as well? I'd love to know. Call the Cloverdale. Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Do you have the George Will and Michael Needham cuts, too, Todd?
Of course.
I have lots of cuts. Okay, so Fox News Sunday, on the panel, a fellow by the name of George Will and a fellow by the name of Michael Needham. Michael Needham is a fellow that is best known as the Heritage Action. When Boehner was talking in the clip I played last hour about false prophets, tell you things that can't be done, what he's talking about is a certain number of groups that go out there and say, John Boehner needs to shut down government and then we'll defund Obamacare. When, with Barack Obama as president, just as one example, it's extraordinarily difficult to do to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. Again, you know, somebody last night at the event I was at in Valley City, and by the way, shout out to all the folks that were there. It was great fun. Said, you know what? Obamacare was passed with one vote. With one vote. Why don't we do that? I said, well, even if we did it and passed it by one vote, the president's not going to say, we don't have a president to sign what we want. That's just reality. And quite honestly, in a government shutdown, here's the deal, and let's talk about that, because they're going to debate that this week. This government shutdown, they're going to debate it. What do you want to have happen? You want to shut the government down? I would want them to shut the government down because I know, you know, that term doesn't even fit what actually happens anyway because so much of it is, you know, really unimportant spending. But all that happens is you hand the president of the United States a big, giant club that it can beat the living tar out of Republicans because he says, let's shut down the, you know, World War II memorial. Let's shut down. He can pick and choose how he wants to exert the pain. Let's not send out Social Security checks. You know, then he decides all the pain that's going to be inflicted, then he then could assign to the Democrats, and they have a willing ally in the media. And it happens. I'll go to the callers here. I'll play George Will and Michael Needham because they had an interesting little back and forth that I also wouldn't mind your assessment on as well here today. Fred in Botno, let's go to you on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Yeah, how are you doing?
Swell, how are you doing today?
Hey, doing all right. I just turned on the radio a little bit ago and heard them talking about like Harry Reid and all the crap they spew and, you know, there's no basis or... But I had a thought, and I suppose they can do it, but, you know, like, the last go around, Harry Reid went right a number of times right on TV on the floor of the Senate and in interviews and said that Romney hadn't paid taxes like for 10 years, which is all a bunch of crap. But you know, those guys never get it for that. And I'd like to see Romney sue the guy for slander. He got plenty of money and hire anyone he got to go get after the guy because, you know, the media gives him a free pass on that crap, and I like to see our guys start going after him.
That we could do, right? That you could do without any compromising the Constitution to go to the early caller's point or whatever. I don't know, John McCain and Mitt Romney both were very hesitant to talk about anything they thought was, Benghazi, for instance. Romney didn't want to talk about it. Why not? Why not? I mean, John McCain wouldn't talk about Reverend Wright. Look. The fact that Barack Obama sat in the pews of that America-hating pastor for all those years in Chicago, if that isn't relevant in a campaign, I don't know what is.
That's the kind of fight that
I think belongs out there. But I think the larger point of what the earlier caller was saying is you just disregard the Constitution to win as well along the way. And what do you do when you fight an opponent like that that's that willing to do anything?
Yeah, you know, I don't know exactly, but I know one thing they could do is at least start calling these guys out when they're spewing all these lies. Like you say, I'd like to see Romney and these guys, just sue them for all the lies they're saying and, you know, get them liable if they can or whatever, you know.
Right, at least bring attention to it. Good call, Fred. Thank you. Henry, Fargo, what's on your mind?
Good morning.
Morning to you.
Hey, I think you got to kind of set the table a little bit. It backs up under the Bush administration. Nothing got done there either. And we had the House and Senate for 2 years. And then we roll into this administration for 7 years. of them getting everything they want. So that's the frustration that the American public, or at least the true conservatives, are seeing when they say shut down the government or stop it, because whenever we're in office and have power, we get nothing. When they're in, they get everything.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like it's fair to say we get nothing, right? I mean, when you're talking about the largest deficit reduction deal in the history of the country, that's not nothing. Now, would you want it to be more, Henry? I bet. I would, too, but it's not nothing. 2.1.
I want to follow up with your previous caller where he talks about the line. About a month ago, and I swear I heard this, and you could play the tape, Kevin Cramer was asked the question, what have you guys done in there, by one of your callers, and he said, we balanced the budget. To my knowledge, the last budget they passed was a communist bill. He said they balanced the budget.
I don't recall that either. We do have a call from last week, John and Mark. And was calling actually to suggest that Kevin resign if he not support Boehner, and he said he planned to support Boehner and then went on to explain why. And the caller said, boy, I didn't know you guys did all that. So I don't think they do the best job of getting the word out either, Henry, and your calls are a good example. More coming up. Don't go away.
Very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA, home of the Hot Stuff Pizza 4 for $4 special, is giving away $10,000 again. Two $500 gift cards will be given away weekly. PetroServe USA makes everyone a winner with their Hot Stuff Pizza 4 for $4 special.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Sooner or later, North Dakota will have another severe drought, and the Red River Valley will have significant water shortages. Learn how the Red River Valley Water Supply Project can ensure water for our future. Come to the Garrison Diversion Conference, When the Valley Turns Dry, Thursday, October 1st at the Ramada Plaza Suites and Conference Center in Fargo. It's free, but pre-registration is requested. Call the Garrison Diversion Conservancy District at 701-652-3194.
You've heard us tell you about Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Today we talk about why you should use Sunbelt of North Dakota. To answer, Art Rosenberg is back. Say, Art, what in particular about Sunbelt makes it the right choice for a business owner looking to sell here?
We have an experienced team of business professionals who understand the region, and every one of our brokers has owned their own business in the past. Our team members have diverse backgrounds in networking, finance, marketing, sales, and human resources.
What does the worldwide reach of Sunbelt and the presence of Sunbelt bring with the local touch here in North Dakota?
We're able to provide you with valuations and appraisals, financing opportunities, whether it's with SBA or other national funding sources as leasing. And then we can add consulting to increase the value of your business.
Folks, they know the language. They can help all parties avoid the pitfalls that can derail a deal. They've been there, done that, which is why you got to call them at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Thanks, Art.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Past the hour, rolling on with the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is open at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Hey, Rev, I need to know where we are doing our event in Minot, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I need just a little bit more information on that, and we'll tell folks exactly where to go for the Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour. And by the way, brats, anyone? Summer sausage, anyone? Bacon, anyone? When the big flavor tour rolls in, they're going to be on location 2 until 7, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in Minot. And they're also serving up some of those goodies, and the specials will be fantastic as well. So check those out. It will be great. All right, let me go to Bert in Bismarck here. Bert, what's on your mind?
Good morning. My question, a couple of them. One, how many pieces of legislation has this president actually had to veto that the House-controlled, Republican-controlled House and now Senate have they put together and put on his desk for him to veto? Isn't that part of the process on negotiating and say, this is our idea, this is what we want, that isn't what he wants, and then and try to negotiate deals? And secondly, is on the media of the Republicans. Can't they go out and hire some new forms of media to get their message out? All we ever hear about is MSNBC or CNN and whatnot, how they're right-wing radicals and everything else. We got to get within the times to get people involved that to get the message out that aren't all that politically correct in their views in politics.
Yeah, no, I hear you on the first point. Your point is just keep passing this stuff and have it on his desk so he has to veto it. And I think they could have him. I think they should force him to veto more. But the House hasn't been the problem there in passing stuff. I mean, how many different times have they passed repeals to Obamacare that die in the Senate and then don't get attached to anything and go, I'm a much bigger critic of Mitch McConnell than I am John Boehner. And look, the point is Boehner's gone. Boehner just sees this fight as not being good for the House and he's going to step aside. But you still got to decide this stuff going forward. His point is we are being whipped into a frenzy to think things are possible that aren't possible when you've got a Democratic president. And, you know, a lot of people did say, give them the Senate back and a lot of this will happen. Well, they have the Senate back and not a lot of it's happened. And that is frustrating. And that's where McConnell can fight more. But you still got to get it by a Democratic president, you know.
Right.
And to your larger point, you're not going to accomplish anything if you can't figure out communication strategy, for crying out loud. I mean, because they have done a lot more than people give them credit for. We've demonstrated that on this show. I mentioned this earlier, Bert, but hang on. John from Minot called Kevin Cramer the other day specifically to say, you need to resign if you're not going to vote against that guy because I don't like him one bit. And let's just play a little bit of that exchange, and it was an interesting outcome. Roll that, Todd.
Yes. Big changes occur because Boehner's gone.
That's a wrong cut. But do you have the John from Minot cut? If not, we can.
No.
You don't? Okay. Rev. Todd doesn't have that one. It might have come in a little slower. It was like a minute.
And I know the cut you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. And on a national basis, why don't we know about these things? We never hear about those things. If they are doing some good or whatnot. But we're always hammered with the MSNBC and CNNs about and whatnot, and they have their opinion. They're always going to say what they have to say. Who cares? But can't we get some sort of marketing or communication media out there to our side and get our message out there? We have to do a better job of getting our message out there to the folks.
Absolutely,
in my opinion.
No question about it.
We got to get it out there. And there's ways of doing it. It's not just three channels on a rabbit ear TV anymore. We have to start coming up with the ideas of how to get that out there.
But, I mean, did you know the House, together with the Senate, before the president, got the largest deficit reduction deal in the history of the United States done, $2.1 trillion in savings? Now, it's a lot of money in savings because Obama is run the debt up so bad. But the point is, it is the largest deficit deal. Largest deficit reduction deal in history. 99% of the American people protected from an increase in taxes because of the deal they cut. In other words, they didn't want to raise any taxes, but they had to compromise and at least got 99% without it. I did not know this one at all. The first major entitlement reform in 20 years. They haven't talked anywhere near enough about that one. You know, and again, all these things at the hands of a Democratic president. So there are things they've done. I think we all think they've done nothing, and they get no credit for them, and that's largely their fault as well, because you got to do a better job of telling people, right?
Right, and then we got to get that get that word out there. And as far as the veto thing, all you ever hear about is he has veto power. He can veto anything you put in front of him. But you never hear anything that he's actually had to veto. President Obama vetoed Republican legislation XYZ. You never hear that.
Yeah, that's very true. Bert, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. We got to get engaged. We got to get in the arena. This has been a good discussion. I appreciate it. And you know, you are fighting with some folks that don't care about the rules. I think John Boehner and Mitch McConnell do care about the rules and the hundreds of years they've worked well in the United States Congress. Others don't. So, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550. Let's hear from you today. 701-258-0550 on these issues or any others. And as I mentioned earlier, our friends at Cloverdale and Marketplace Foods is what I was trying to remember. Marketplace Foods in Minot is actually the place where on Wednesday, South Broadway, Thursday, North Hill store location, and Friday, South Broadway location, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour will be at with the brats and the tangy summer sausage, and all of that will be on special at Marketplace Foods locations in Minot today. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are the days of that particular deal. Also, I want to tell you about my friends at Polar Service Center. Guess what? They're hiring again. They need some people to come to work for them. They've expanded their services. I mentioned that earlier to include truck maintenance and repair now and doing a lot of fleet maintenance for different groups. And, of course, they have the parts center that they can get you $15 million in parts the size of their inventory, and they're delivering all throughout the Bakken. If you're hauling a tank trailer, they are a great tank wash point, both in Billings and in Kildare. But also, any parts you need, they're going to get it to you. Any service you need, they're going to do it for you. And they're a great place to work as well. And they pay Bakken wages, they call it, the big bucks, ladies and gentlemen. And they have some housing allowance in their Kildare location. They're expanding soon to Williston. They have plenty of housing available there, so they don't have a housing allowance there, but they do have great pay for you. And here's a telephone number if you're interested in one of these positions. This is kind of nice, but Terry Eckstein, who's the human resources manager for all of the 30 Polar Service Centers around the country. They're the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in the country, okay? And they have 30 service centers that service Polar tank trailers and others, like in Billings, like in Kildare. And Terry's the HR manager from all those, and he says, Scott, just give him my cell phone number. I'll do the little pre-interview on the phone, and we'll set him up with somebody. It just works best when they know they're talking. Don't have to go to a website. Don't have to, mess around with the voicemail. Just call my cell. 507-696-1164. 507-696-1164. You're talking to Terry Eckstein, and you tell him, hey, I heard Scott Hinnon say, you guys are paying Bakken wages. I'd love to go to work in Kildare or in the new location in Williston. Give him a call. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Register today for the 9th Annual Great Plains Empower North Dakota Energy Conference. The full-day event is Tuesday, October 13th at Bismarck State College's National Energy Center of Excellence. Speakers include Chief Economist for ConocoPhillips, Marianne Kaw, U.S. Senators Heidi Heitkamp and John Hovind, Congressman Kevin Cramer, North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple, and many more. See the agenda and registration information online at energymd.com/events.
The Ports to Flames Conference is coming to Williston October 6th through the 8th. Register to visit the fastest growing small city in America. Take a bus tour of Williston's infrastructure growth, the energy or agriculture industries. Network with investors and business leaders from across North America and hear from renowned speakers who will explore the economic outlooks in Canada and Mexico. Register today for the 18th annual Ports to Flames Conference, October 6th through the 8th in Williston. For more information, visit PortsToFlames.com. PortsToFlames.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? At the same time, over 40% of all sports, concert, and theater tickets go unsold. So how come we're all paying so much when so many seats go empty? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, we guarantee you'll save on great sports, concert, and theater tickets. And we're not talking about last-minute nosebleed seats to events you don't want to see, but millions of great seats for the best events, days, weeks, even months in advance. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever. There are lots of places to buy tickets, but if you really want to save, then check out ScoreBig.com.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2424, and we'll take an additional $20 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 2424.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I have to talk now. I'm live.
Welcome to live radio, folks. Yeah,
I'm live.
Unless you're listening in the evening on K-Fire 550, in which case, it is the What's Your Mind replay.
Yeah, we're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and if we're ever on at a time that is other than when we're live, which is 9 to 11 Central, 8 to 10 Mountain, in the early morning hours. Not so early morning, but the mid-morning hours, then you can call us at this number, 855-200-1776. That's 855-200-1776. As soon as we answer, press 1, leave a message, and we'd love to hear from you, okay? This radio station does not exist without sponsors. That's just the fact of life. And one of our favorites is our friend Mike Lindell from MyPillow, the guy that invented MyPillow. I mean, you know, there's a lot of CEOs and presidents, the heads of company you see on TV talking about their product. But this guy, blood, sweat, and tears, going state fair to state fair, county fair to county fair, finding out what it is people wanted, and then ultimately going back and inventing this thing. He's the inventor. So it's not the founder in the sense starting the company. I mean, he decided how much fill goes in the pillows, for crying out loud, and how the interlocking fill works in all of that. So we're pleased to have him on the program. And if you have any questions or comments for him, fire away at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. Mike, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Great to catch up with you. You know, it seems as though you're going viral. You're going big time. I mean, we've known you for a long time and appreciate our partnership on this program over the years. But, I mean, it's QVC and it's the cable networks, and you must be crushing it selling a lot of pillows right now, huh?
Yeah, we're over 9 million now. We're making 20,000 pillows a day here in Minnesota, and every part of the pillow is made here. So we have over 650 workers now and employees, and they're all very passionate about the pillow like I am, because they know that I give them a pillow when they all come to work for me. They get more production, they feel better during the day, and they know that every pillow goes off the assembly line that is going to help someone else just like it helped them.
20,000 pillows a day.
Yeah, it's been amazing. Going back to where I started with the fairs and all the, like you said, the little county fairs. The North Dakota State Fair was one of my first. It was my first state fair, and I just gathered information from people and tried to keep making it better. And then it's such a word of mouth product, because once you try it, you want to tell somebody about it. And pillows became pillow talk at the kitchen table.
It is an amazing product, and it's all every shred of what's in that pillow is from the USA, and you actually assemble them in Minnesota, which is kind of cool. This is a great Midwestern product.
Minnesota, manufacture them here. We don't just sew a button on a shirt and say made in the United States. I'm the only or one of the few products at QVC that can say 100% made in the United States. That's amazing, I think.
Yeah, it sure is. And I wanted to talk about how you've helped people. Because we get a lot of feedback, you know, people will consider folks they listen to on the radio family, right? And they're not afraid to say, hey, I heard you, and so I bought a pillow, and now I just want you to know how much better my life is because of that. We get great emails, great calls. We just absolutely love it. And, you know, snoring's a big one. I've talked to you about that before, that can disrupt a lot of marriages and cause some sleepless nights for some spouses. And you've probably done more to help people not snore than anybody. How does that work? How does my pillow versus the pillow I might find at a department store better to help people stop snoring?
Well, what it does is it goes back to my patent, and Phil, I didn't know it was going to help all these things like snoring and sleep apnea and fibromyalgia and insomnia, all these things. I just wanted a comfortable pillow, but my patented interlocking fill where you mold it, you move the fill anywhere you want for you is kind of like you're customizing the pillow for you. And what we found is people that tuck you take the pillow, and when you're laying on your back, where most snoring comes from, you tuck it under where your C1 and C2 is. That's the arch of your neck. You basically make your own curve, and it's like turning down a radio. And anybody out there that doesn't believe that, if someone's snoring next to you, stick two fingers underneath their neck and lift up ever so slightly and give them support on the arch of their neck, and it's like turning down a radio. It's amazing. And I have thousands upon thousands of testimonials. They can't even believe it because nothing's worked before. And don't confuse snoring with sleep apnea. There's people out there that have CPAP machines and stuff. That's a different. That's where you stop breathing. Your traditional snoring is my pillow can help that relieve, you know, at least bring the decibels down. I have a quick story. I had a gal I was doing a show in Iowa, in Mason City, Iowa, years ago, and she bought a bunch of pillows for me. And I seen her about a month later. She bought like 16 for her whole family and her relatives and everything. And she says, Mike, everybody's getting sleep except for me. She said, my husband, we were married 26 years, and he quit snoring overnight on your pillow. And she said, I can't sleep. I was so used to the sound. And so be careful what you wish for, you know.
I love it. So we got a call from a listener, an email rather, from a listener here who said, please ask Mike about the St. Paul Saints game where the world record pillow fight happened. It was Joe Piscopo was there and Stephen Baldwin. It was a great night. What the heck did you do there?
Yeah, we had Joe Piscopo and Steve Bone are very good friends of mine now, a couple of my closest friends. I met them through radio. That was really, it's been a blessing. I love being part of my business. I love traveling and meeting all the radio personalities, but they both came out to help out. And what we did, the record was set in South Dakota a couple years ago or a year ago, 4,200 pillows. And these are full size pillows. We gave away 8,500 pillows. And everyone got one at the door, and the Guinness Book of World Records was there, and you had to be in this pillow fight for it had to go a full minute, and they actually had people there making sure you only got to count who was actually swinging the pillow. I mean, they have all these strict rules, and I think we ended up at 6,000. 200 and some maybe. It was well over 6,000, and that was fun. I got to throw out the first pitch, and Joe Piscopo sung the national anthem, Frank Sinatra style. Stephen Baldwin was the MC, and it was just a lot of fun. And I did it to all my employees who were there, and it was just something really fun to do on our 10-year anniversary of being in business. You can watch those. I put them on our website, and if you go to the Square World Record Pillow Fight, mypillow.com, you can watch those. We had a drone there, a video of a drone, and then a video from a drone, and it is just epic. It is amazing, and you got Joe singing the national anthem, and you have the rest of the we have a highlight reel of 6 minutes, and in celebration of that, for the they can get two pillows for the best price I've ever offered ever. I mean, it's absolutely the only time you'd ever get a price like that would be for a if we were di- disc- continuing some, but we're not. So it's
What a great deal. MyPillow.com, another reason to go there. And by the way, you get the great deal, the Scott and Todd deal, 2-for-1 on the original classic pillow when you use the promo code Scott.
Right, that's the one that we not only are we doing that 2-for-1 special on that original classic pillow, that's the one you can take off another. I have it for, actually 20% more or something like that, cheaper than even the 2-for-1 what it would normally be. So this is, it comes out to about a 60% savings over retail, and we let that run. We put that on there. I wanted people to watch the video. So the special you're offering, it's even a better special today.
That's fantastic. Check it out at MyPillow.com. Kelly in Devil's Lake said, Scott, I heard you talking about restless leg syndrome as one of the ailments that has been helped by MyPillow. Could you ask Mike to expand on how it's helped folks that suffer from RLS?
Yeah, what that is, you know, your sleep, I've learned this in myself, you know, that where sleep comes from, your REM sleep, your cervical nerves in your neck need to be held straight and kept cool. There's 8 on each side, and this goes all the way down to your sciatic nerves. Now with restless leg, I kept hearing, like, I would go, when this all goes back to when I was doing shows, little shows throughout the Midwest, and people would say, oh, my fibromyalgia, I'm getting sleep now in spite of that, a restless leg, I'm not shaking anymore, whatever, you know, I'm not, you know, kicking them all night. Now, is it a medical device? No, but does it help people? I've got thousands of testimonies that say it does, so I can only theorize that because you're keeping your neck in the right position for you, because you can adjust the pillow, it calms your cervical nervous system, and then your muscles can relax, and then you go into a deep REM sleep. When you're in REM sleep, your body is actually, and you can look this up on the internet, it's actually paralyzed. Your body is in a deep, it's in such a deep sleep that you, no part of your body, but then you go back into delta sleep and go back into REM and back and forth. So that's just my theory, is why it's helping so many people with restless leg syndrome and also with fibromyalgia, because that's a muscle. So then your cervical nerves need to relax calm down. And the only way to do that is keep them straight. So if you have a pillow that's collapsing and you're using your arm or you're trying to stack pillows or do all these crazy things with these sleep interruptions, you're never getting into that REM sleep and your cervical nervous system cannot calm down. So then your muscles can't relax. So you have all these, you know, these problems associated with sleep.
10-year guarantee, folks. 10-year guarantee. The warranty is there, and a 69 money back guarantee on all of this. So, in other words,
yeah, the 60-day. You know, when I first invented the pillow, I wanted to give people value too. It took 2 years. I mortgaged my house. I wanted to have not only the best pillow in the world, the best product ever made. And I was very. I asked people on the street, "What would you like in a pillow?" And a lot of them were tired of buying pillows. You would have bought 43 pillows in a 10-year period. I've been around 10 years now. I was always scared it wasn't going to last that long, but these pillows are still like they were on day one, and you can wash and dry them. I was stubborn. I wanted to be able to wash and dry them. Some of them have washed their pillows hundreds of times. I'm getting pictures from all over the country going, "Mike, remember me back at this state fair or this county fair, and I bought these pillows from you back in 2005, and look at they're still like brand new." And so I'm very proud that you can wash and dry them and keep them. You don't have to keep buying pillows, because you're going to be amazed at how it works and how you get great sleep, but then they have the ability to not have to keep buying it over and over again like the big pillow companies want you just to keep buying and spending more and more money, and I didn't see the sense in it.
You're not buying a pillow. You're buying a better night's sleep, and that in turn means better health. It's better health, better life, everything else. That's why we're so passionate about this product. All right, so you heard about that hot deal. Go watch that pillow fight, and then you're going to save 60%. You can't beat a deal like that. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number, 800-506-9028, or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Mike, thanks a ton. Good to talk to you, sir.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great day.
Always appreciate chatting with our good friend Mike Liddell, inventor of MyPillow.
Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and a fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Finding a meal for $4 these days is not easy to do unless you stop at PetroServe USA all day, every day and pick up the hot stuff personal pan pizzas. 20-ounce drink, two cookies, four items for $4 all day, every day. Plus great savings on Deli Express sandwiches like the charbroil with cheese, chicken with cheese, and barbecue rib. The big ones, $2.99 each. Mars king-size candy bars, 79 cents each. Jack Lynx 2-ounce sticks are only $1.85 each. Plus save on Pringles grab-and-go, 79 cents, and Kellogg's Cheez-Its. Just 79 cents each, too. Stock up on clothing. New styles of NDSU clothing have arrived. Stop in, take a look. Here's some Minnesota and North Dakota hoodies. Only $14.99 each at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better by giving you choice at the pump. That's right. Look for the red, white, and blue banner. And stop and see the good folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. A PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Last chance for me to tell you the telephone number to call if you'd like to come to New York City with my wife Maria and I. We're working on planning some dates and be listening more on those details on the locations and times of some gatherings so you can come answer some, you know, ask some questions about the event too. So we'll do a few of those coming up. But if you want to get on, we have a deadline of October 8th to have at least 20 couples signed up. And so if you'd like more information on the trip, call 952-898-3478, 952-898-3478, extension 228. And you're talking to Jason, okay? All right, what else? I hate promising things and not delivering, so we better run the clips I promised we would. Here's George Will on the departure of John Boehner from Fox News Sunday yesterday. Agree or disagree with this?
If big changes occur, because Boehner's gone, this will be a huge event. It'll be an even bigger event if it turns out not much changes. Let me give you an analogy. Major League Baseball team has trouble. They can't hit, pitch, or field the ball. So in the middle of the season, they do the only thing they can do in a hurry. They fire the manager. The next game, next day, the new manager walks up to deliver the lineup card to the umpires, and it's the same lineup, the same guys who can't catch, pitch, or field. So the question is this going to make a difference? I think what we're going to learn here is that it's not the person, it's the plan. This is what Mr. Roskam's talking about. Conservatives have to ask, would they rather have, say, Jeb Hensarling managing the flow of the House, or would they rather have him chairing the Financial Services Committee? Same is true with Paul Ryan, who's taken himself out of this because he's head of Ways and Means. Peter Roskam, it seems to me, is absolutely right about one thing. Deep breath, calm down, and let's see if by making stylistic changes, that is how you explain and defend what you're doing, you can make the most of the very little running room you've got. But basically, I think this is a big event because it's not a big event.
I love George Will sometimes. I mean, he's certainly the establishment type, but he always makes you think a little bit, and I thought that was pretty good. And he's basically saying, who knows?
Didn't know he knew so much about baseball, but those are good analogies, though.
He does. He's a big baseball fan. Huge. Yeah. There's hardly a Nats game at home he doesn't get to. Pretty amazing. Michael Needham is the guy who was sort of opposite all this. He's been one of the speaker's biggest critics. Heritage Action for America, one of these groups that fundraises a lot on getting rid of the establishment type Republicans or leadership Republicans. Here's what he said about the whole deal.
A year ago, one of the senior Republican congressional aides was talking at a fundraiser of big business groups. And he said, if you give John Boehner 245 Republicans, we'll take the crazies that you hate and make them irrelevant. Nancy Pelosi does not talk about her base that way. Barack Obama doesn't think about his base that way. Harry Reid doesn't govern based on that way. And that's the type of leadership that we had over the last couple of years. The reason that Tom Cole can paint that picture of John Boehner's accomplishments that he painted was for the last 5 years, conservatives in the House have fought tooth and nail to stop John Boehner on his agenda, a so-called grand bargain with Barack Obama that would raise taxes by hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars. Amnesty, which is not what the conservative base wants to do. We need Republican leadership that is showing conservative values, is showing how they can make life better for all Americans, and sending that over to the Senate, sending it to the president's desk, so we can have actual conflict and conversation about the different visions the two parties have. That's not what we've had. We've had to fight our own speaker, and that needs to, and that has ended.
All right, so I would question his take on their numbers, but to the extent some aide at some meeting said, people are crazy, it doesn't mean John Boehner thinks that, right? But what struck me here about, first of all, Michael Needham, I agree that, conservatives, meaning his group, if you will, have contributed to the success. And they all need to do a better job of, explaining what their successes are, so they bring the American people along. But what he talked about getting to was saying, let's pass this stuff. Let's send it over to the Senate. Let's send it to the president's desk so we can have an actual conflict and conversation about the different visions the two parties have had. Basically, he's saying victory for them to do it better than John Boehner would be to have more conflict and more conversation. And I say to you, that doesn't mean this stuff passes. That doesn't mean you repeal Obamacare. I want it too. I think we got everybody in the room said, where are we going here? What point are we going to? You'd get 99% agreement. Now when you ask the question, well, how do we get there? Everybody's got a different way. And I wish Republicans, who are just horrific politicians, horrific, horrible, terrible, bad news, mostly because they work for a living, a lot of them, right? Especially in these parts of the world, and not so much, in Washington, D.C. A lot of the members do, but and Democrats are career politicians, and they're very good at gaming the system. I don't think John Boehner being gone brings, voila, we're better off. I don't. And I do think at some point we ought to have a debate on this shutdown thing, because I wish I could say, A shutdown helps. It works. It's going to be great. Let's see here. I got some emails pouring in here at the 11th hour. We're not going to have much time. Let me just pick one. What's Brad want? Blood and Oil. Didn't watch it. Did anyone catch the premiere of the show Blood and Oil on ABC last night? Wow, could not have been farther from the truth. They made Williston look like the Mardi Gras, and the tent city looked like a Chinese open market.
It looked exactly like what happens when you drill for oil in Utah.
Not to mention the big snow-capped mountain scenes.
Yeah.
Kind of made me embarrassed to say that I'm born and raised in North Dakota. Your thoughts? I didn't see it, Brad. I was hanging out with folks in the Valley City. Roger
wants
to know.
That's exactly what, if you drill for oil in Utah, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, I heard a lot about the mountains from people. Roger wants to know the itinerary on the trip to New York City. It's December 1 through 5. The itinerary is jam-packed, and it is available online. Email me, scott@flagfamily.com. I'll send it to you one. See you tomorrow, folks.
New York City at Christmas time. It's magical. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hedham. My wife, Maria, and I are excited to be hosting another trip to New York City, and we'd love for you to come along. Tuesday, December 1st through Saturday, December 5th. Come along. Take in the sights and sounds of New York City. We'll eat at Trump Cafe. We'll go to the Times Square. We'll go to the top of the Rock for a fantastic view of the Big Apple. We'll visit the beautiful St. Patrick's Cathedral, Grand Central Station, Statue of Liberty. We'll have a dinner at Cotton Club. We'll have breakfast every single morning on us. We'll go to the Fox News Channel and see some friends. We'll go to Central Park, Metropolitan Museum of Art, and travel down Fifth Avenue. We'll dine at Ellen Stardust Diner. We'll see the 9/11 Memorial and Museum, St. Paul's Chapel, Wall Street, New York Stock Exchange, the UN, Chinatown, Little Italy, and more. All this for only $2,569 per person. Call 952-898-3478, extension 228. 952-898-3478, extension 228.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.